Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in Proverbs 16 today. So if you go to the middle of the Bible, pretty much find Psalms, take a right. Next book is Proverbs. Proverbs 16. I will pray, then I will read through this proverb, potentially taking a devotional pause or two. I will give some applicational thoughts at the end and then close in prayer. And I encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you so much for the wisdom that you offer and the wisdom that's found in this book of Proverbs. Help me to grow in your wisdom today. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 16. To humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Now, these Proverbs are just packed with wisdom all the way through and going from one topic to another. But this is something that certainly deserves a pause just to point out, you know, we all think we know the right way to go. We all think we're doing the right thing. Things may even seem good to us, but God is really the one who understands our heart motives. Verse 3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked for a day of disaster. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. I'd like to stop there just for a moment. Sometimes we are concerned about those who are proud and get away from things, seem to get away with things. They don't seem to have true justice. But wisdom reminds us that at one time or another, now or in the future, God will take care of it. Verse 6, through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. When the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's way, he causes their enemies to make peace with them. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. The lips of a king speak as an oracle, and his mouth does not betray justice. Honest scales and balances belong to the Lord. All the weights in the bag are of his making. Kings detest wrongdoing, for a throne is established through righteousness. It's interesting because the kings that we're reading about in the book of Kings were mostly evil and did evil in God's sight and did not care about righteousness. But the kings of wisdom do care, and we're to follow that kind of example. Verse 13, kings take pleasure in honest lips. They value the one who speaks what is right. At least they should, right? A king's wrath is a messenger of death, but the wise will appease it. When a king's face brightens, it means life. His favor is like a rain cloud in spring. How much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver? Now, this is a theme in Proverbs, the idea that wisdom is more valuable than any precious commodity. Verse 17, the highway of the upright avoids evil. Those who guard their ways preserve their lives. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. We've seen that in the sports world, political world, just the regular world, right? Verse 19, better to be lowly in spirit along with the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud. Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. The wise in heart are called discerning, and gracious words promote instruction. That's the way to teach. That's the way to teach wisdom, is with gracious words, not with shouting or mocking, arguing. Verse 22, prudence is a fountain of life to the prudent, but folly brings punishment to fools. The hearts of the wise make their mouths prudent, and their lips promote instruction. Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. The appetite of laborers works for them. Their hunger drives them on. A scoundrel plots evil, and on their lips it is like scorching fire. A perverse person stirs up conflict, and a gossip separates close friends. All of us have had that kind of situation where a person is actually trying to stir up conflict, and when someone shares what they should not share with someone else, it's confidential. It separates even the closest of friends. How devastating. Happens in our families, happens at school, happens on our teams, happens in churches. Verse 29, a violent person entices their neighbor and leads them down a path that is not good. Whoever winks with their eye is plotting perversity. Whoever purses their lips has been on evil. Gray hair is a crown of splendor. It is attained in the way of righteousness. Better a patient person than a warrior, one with self-control than one who takes a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. Self-control is a big issue of wisdom in Proverbs. That's the end of Proverbs 16, the end of our reading for today. What is it that caught your attention? Even at the end here, the lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. They used to cast lots, almost like rolling dice in our day, I guess, or flipping a coin, where they determined what God wanted them to do. But it seems like luck. And yet God was the one who controlled those outcomes, those decisions. There's other parts in here that remind us that God is the one who is in control. He knows the motives of the heart. So my application for today is through wisdom to trust in him, more so than any politician's knowledge and wisdom, more so than any preacher's wisdom, more so than my own wisdom from my own heart, from family, from trusted counselors. I've got to trust in God, that he knows what he's doing, what he's allowing in this world. That all the decisions, my decisions, need to be based on what I sense from him, how he is leading and guiding me. He has a plan. He knows what is best. I will trust in his wisdom today. Father, thank you for your wisdom here in Proverbs. Thank you for your offer to give us wisdom when we ask by faith. And I pray, Father, for each one of us today that we would, before looking to everybody else and after we've talked to everybody else, to continue to come back to you and to ask you to help us with wise decisions, to ask you to help us to know the truth, to ask you to help us to know how to honor you and to walk in wisdom. And I'll thank you for that, Father, today. In Jesus' name, amen.